Hey fans, Reed Farron here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, after the Chiefs' 45-10 victory over the Washington Redskins. Mitch, if this is a statement game, what statement was made?
Courage and toughness, I think, with the elements the way they were. This was played in sleet, freezing rain, and snow, and these guys had a purpose. Chiefs had a purpose today. You know, there's a thought the Chiefs could dominate this game in special teams, and that's exactly what they did. The 60-yard punt return by Dexter McCluster gave a short field touchdown to the offense to go up by two scores. Then to come back and get a McCluster punt return for a touchdown, and then Quentin Demps with a kickoff return for a touchdown to answer Washington scores. It was awesome, man. McCluster was tracking, setting an all-time NFL record on punt return yardage. He set a Chiefs record in the first half. But in all three phases, this was toughness, courage, purpose, resolve. It was great to see Dwayne Bowe with yards after catch on a 21-yard slant pattern. That was awesome to see. Alex Smith is way tougher than people give him credit for to be a quarterback in these elements. And then I think the offensive line was great. I think that could be really understated, both lines. But the offensive line with Stevenson going to left, Fisher back at right, and the different guys that played at guard, primarily Allen at left guard, Hudson at center, and then Schwartz at right guard did a fabulous job.
Moving to the other side of the ball, what'd you like defensively? Sacked by Tom Bahly, Eric Berry, go on and on.
Well, it's actually the guys up front again. I mean, I really think Tyson Jackson had one of his best games as a Chief. DeVito, steady, Eddie Freddy, Poe was right there again. And all that allowed the scenario to get those sacks. And the sacks coming back was like having your dog run away and it comes back on Christmas morning. I mean, it's just like awesome to have all those sacks back. But Chiefs did a good job of blitzing, give Bob Sutton some credit. Tama gets two sacks. Only the late, great Derek Thomas and Neil Smith now have more career sacks than Tom Bahly. But he was relentless. But so was that entire front seven and the DBs when they blitzed him. Flowers did a great job of blitzing. So did Eric Berry.
What does this win do as far as a springboard into next week?
Well, I think it really can set the Andy Reid can now chart the course. He's been so good at just keeping all of us focused week to week, and he'll do that again. But really now, in his mind long term, he can really start to plan for the playoffs. I know Miami won. I know that Minnesota lost to Baltimore just up the road. But what that did, still with this win to get 10-3, I mean, the Chiefs are in there probably. So Andy's going to get ready for Oakland. But even the whole staff at some point can even kind of look ahead and chart a course here now for the next month and close in on the postseason, although they want to win next week. My mantra next week, and you'll hear it throughout the week on KCChiefs.com, will be they need to start winning some division games. We all need to start winning some division games. It'll be important to go out to Oakland and win.